Sometimes you think you can just pick up a mic and author sounds and vibes and energies and just say things you want to say as they come. But things happen and you're not just always opportune to do them. But when you have the chance to make the best use of it. For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black right here on Lumio Black Show. And I'm the Black and the Lumi is right beside me. In the spirit. Welcome to the Lumi Black Show. While I was thinking about what to talk about today on this episode, it is important to note that this year has been full of many things to be proud of, many things to be grateful for, and most importantly, many things to retrospect on. And while everyone seems to be in that mood of the festivities and getting ready to take charge of their lives in the next couple of weeks, it's quite important to take inventory of some of the things that have happened this year. And not to sound cliche, but I think this year has been outstanding. Personally for me, I got the chance to work with some of the most amazing minds in the consulting space, having to be on projects that I could never imagine I would be on, and having to take upon gigs that would never have crossed my table, and be around people and travel places. It truly has been an amazing year. And one of the things that stood out for me is understanding who I truly am and just being me confidently and having to be unapologetic about who I truly am. And while in previous years, I've always tried to cower into doing what other people felt about me or trying to be the narrative that people portrayed about me, I got to understand this year that what's most important is being you and being unapologetic about being you. And so, if you would notice, over the past couple of episodes we've released on the Lumio Black Show, it's always been about value and productivity and what you bring to the table. And not to sound like I brought so much to the table in the places I was opportune to serve, but I was just confident with bringing what I had to offer and being unapologetic about it and not having to be afraid of whether or not I would be relevant in the next couple of projects or in the next couple of weeks. I was just confident that I am valuable and I can grow to become highly valuable. But what really stood out for me was the fact that I was confident enough to be me and to understand my true worth, transcending way beyond the things I could do or I could not do. Because value in its true essence is understanding who you truly are and being unashamed and unapologetic to explore those sides of you that you've never seen before. And for those who are trying to discover their true worth and trying to become something that they truly know intrinsically that they are, I would suggest you try to navigate life with confidence and just be you and be unapologetic about it. The beautiful thing about life is that everyone always has something to bring to the table, whether it's in knowledge and skill, presence, we all have something. And while in the fast-paced world and hyper-competitive world that we find ourselves in, understanding and embracing your true worth is the compass that leads you to personal and even professional success. We often find ourselves entangled in the constant chase for external validations, accolades, financial success. But the true value goes far beyond these metrics. It's about recognizing and harnessing the unique qualities, skills, and even perspectives that make you you. And so I'd like to welcome you on this journey of self-discovery. I myself am trying to discover who truly I am. I want to be the best me that God has designed me to be. I want to evolve. I want to be better. And so do you, I believe. On this journey of self-discovery, I want you to understand that it transcends the superficial and it dives deep into the core of your being. And while we've explored so many topics in this series, in this episode, in this season of TLBS, I want you to explore more into the profound concept of your self-worth, the critical importance of recognizing your intrinsic value, and some of these practical steps, I want you to implement them so that you can help yourself embark on a transformative quest. The very essence of what we talk about, or what we're trying to say, is that self-worth is what makes you stand out. Imagine standing in front of a mirror and seeing not just your reflection, but the incredible potential and uniqueness you possess. That's what self-worth is all about. It's about acknowledging your worthiness, irrespective of external circumstances or even other people's opinions. You see, self-worth isn't arrogance. And while many people have told you or tried to paint a picture about you being proud, or being arrogant, or even being uncouth, you need to understand that as you evolve and you become your true self, understand that self-worth isn't arrogance. It's the foundation of confidence. It's the resilience you have on the inside. It's the self-empowerment that you possess to become the best version of yourself. And at its very core, self-worth exists and consists of self-awareness, of self-acceptance, of self-love, of knowing who you truly are regardless of what people tell you. Of course, you need the feedback of people as to what you need to do to become better. But sometimes you need to understand that some of these people don't really care about you that much to tell you where to improve on. Some of them are just hating. They're just hating on you. But when you truly know yourself, you need to accept yourself as you truly are. I'd like to cite an example. Before I started to record this particular session of the episode, I had gone long into the episode and there was this disturbance that occurred. And I had to start over again and delete the previous episode. And I said to myself, don't worry, you're good. You can do this all over again. And if by chance this happens to be the final edit of this episode, just know that I did this all over again. And maybe I did it more than 3 times. Because I know who I am. And regardless of whatever challenges I face, I can do it all over again. And I will still become the best. Not to compete with anyone, but just be the best version of myself. I want to grow. I will grow. But you need to come to that place of accepting yourself as who you are. Love yourself unconditionally. Because even God loves you unconditionally. So it's pride not to love yourself unconditionally. And when you start to love yourself unconditionally, you become unstoppable. And this is the inner strength that propels you forward. And even makes you have the strength to face any form of adversity. It's important to know that you are a person of value. And the importance of knowing your own value is that it helps you build your confidence, and understanding your worth breeds confidence. When you know what you bring to the table, when you know who you truly are, it helps you navigate life with assurance and helps you make decisions with clarity and tackle challenges with resilience. One of the things that also helps you knowing your true worth or being confident about yourself, it means healthy relationships and recognizing your value, or recognizing who you truly are and appreciating who you truly are, sets a standard for how others should treat you. It helps you establish boundaries and fosters healthier, more meaningful relationships. You no longer start to take crap. I no longer start to, you know, entertain the mess that people bring to your table, personally and even professionally, because you now understand that you're not trying to evolve who you truly are. You now begin to select the kind of meals people bring to your table. I don't mean like the rice and all of those things. But yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. Understanding who you truly are and appreciating who you truly are helps you with goal achievement. You see, your self-worth fuels your ambition. And when you believe you're worthy of success, you're more likely to set and achieve ambitious goals. I speak of a friend of mine who I regard so highly. Shout out to Francis. This guy has some of the craziest goals I've ever heard. And it makes me wonder that why is this guy so ambitious? It's because he knows what he's capable of and the potentials that lie within him. He also spurs me to be so ambitious with my goals. Oh my goodness, you have no idea what's in my head right now, but I'm not going to tell you. Another thing that being confident with yourself or being confident about yourself does, it helps with stress reduction. And as funny as that might sound, I thought about it that self-worth actually reduces stress because you stop seeking external validation, and which means you are less affected by criticism or even rejection. While healthy criticism can be good, it helps you reach respect, it helps you refocus, it helps you plan, it helps you redirect effort. But still, when you are very much aware of yourself and your capabilities and some of the things you're blessed with, and the value you bring to the table. You're less bothered about what people have to say about you. You're less concerned about whether people like you. I heard something from a very amazing, very brainy creative. Shout out to Emma Abaga. And he said something. If you ask the mob for advice, you end up killing Jesus. And that was so profound. What that simply means is that if you keep seeking the validations of people, you might end up killing your dreams. You might end up killing that precious seed on the inside of you. You might end up starving your destiny of what is supposed to be birthed. Doesn't one of the things that self-worth or understanding who you truly are does for you? It also helps with your emotional well-being. It enhances your emotional well-being and it helps you become even more resilient in the faces of life's ups and downs and makes you better equipped to deal with the setbacks. I've also found out that understanding who you truly are can help with your career advancement in the professional space. And for me, I work in consulting. In the professional world, recognizing your worth can be a career game changer because it influences your ability to negotiate for better opportunities, maybe sometimes pay raises and positions of leadership. And having to be at the table with people of great worth, it draws the attention to you. It makes them notice that this guy is someone that can bring value to the table. And that, of course, can be a ripple effect of your career advancing in lips that you've never imagined. I think and I believe that being confident about who you are and understanding your true worth and being unapologetic about who you are, perhaps most importantly, is that it leads to a more fulfilled life because you will make choices that align with your true self and that will result in a life that feels purposeful and satisfying. I have come to the conclusion that in everything you do, you must be so dogged that you never allow the comments of people tear you down or bring down your resolve about who you truly are. And one of the things you can do, I would like to call them strategies for self-assessment or even self-discovery, is sometimes you might just need to self-reflect. Begin with introspection. Ask yourself the big questions. What are my values? What are my passions? What brings me joy? What are the strengths and weaknesses I have? In consulting or in general business analysis, there's what we call the SWOT analysis, and whereby that's your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. When you start to identify some of this intrinsic detail about yourself, you begin to know what is your strength, what are your values, what are the opportunities you have to change, what are the things that poses themselves as threats, what are your weaknesses, how can you improve on your weaknesses. And this introspection is the first step to recognizing your worth. Also, I think you can also seek feedback. While I said in some moments ago that feedback is quite important, and while some people are masters of unhealthy criticism, there's some people who genuinely want to give you some form of feedback so as you can improve. So sometimes, you know, seek for feedback. Sometimes we're too close to see our own values. Do not hesitate to seek feedback from either your friends, your mentors, or even colleagues that you know well, or that even know you well. They can always provide insightful feedbacks for you. Another thing I think you can do is set clear goals. Now, this of course is one thing that I'm trying to become better at, and I think from a couple of things I've read and the people I've got to meet, setting clear, achievable goals aligned with your passions and strengths, it further reinforces your strength or your sense of self-worth. And these goals can become milestones that reflect your growth and potential. There's something we do in consulting where the area of consulting I'm focused on is performance management. And one of the things we get to do while consulting for businesses or organizations is that we try to understand where you're coming from and we try to check out some of the business operations you're currently running and see how we can come up with new objectives or even work with your objectives and see how we can set KPIs. For those who are not familiar with that word, so KPIs are key performance indicators. And what that means is that we tried to set some indicators that would reflect if you're truly sticking to the original plan, which are the objectives, and we set targets for them. And it's more like setting goals. So the KPI directs you into the way you should go for whatever timeline that's been set for you. And that's what goal setting does for you. It helps those goals become milestones that can reflect on your growth and potential. Also, never forget that you should celebrate when you actually achieve some things. Oftentimes we downplay our achievements, and instead of celebrating them, just be happy about them, whether they're small or big. Oftentimes we downplay our achievements, and instead of celebrating them, whether they're small or big, I think it's just important to celebrate your wins. There's something I always do for my friends and those that know me well. Whatever it is that's a win, whether you consider it big or small, I'm going to blow my trumpet about it. And I think it's one of the amazing qualities I bring to the table. If you're very close to me, just tell me anything that you've done and maybe you're not even proud of, and you don't even consider it to be an achievement. I'm going to make you see it as the biggest thing that has ever happened. Because sometimes we just need to count our small wins in quotes as big wins. Learn to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all humans and we make mistakes sometimes. But self-compassion means forgiving yourself sometimes and even learning those, you know, from those mistakes without, you know, self-criticism. I want you to embark on that journey of self-worth in an exciting and transformative way. And understand that it's all about recognizing your true and your unique abilities. I want you to see the value you bring to every situation. I want you to be able to navigate life with confidence and purpose. And I want you to immerse yourself in understanding that it's okay and you have to be you. No one else is going to celebrate you if you don't start celebrating yourself. And on that note, that brings me to my time on TLBS. I hope you did, because I really did enjoy myself speaking to you about this, because something I am practicing myself. And I hope you had fun on this episode. Please make sure you share this link to people and let other people bask in being themselves and being confident about what they truly have. And until next time, I remain Let the Ink Be Black. Cheers.